Doctor, Dr. Tony Brazell. Tony Brazell is currently an associate director of the School of Geographical Sciences and professor at Arizona State University. He is a team member on the climate science team of the Decision Center for a Desert City, a National Science Foundation project at Arizona State University. He is a co-planner on the Central Arizona Phoenix Long-Term Ecological Research, NSF, project on urban ecology, responsible for climate ecosystem program areas. He is a former member of the Board on Urban Environments and of the American Meteorological Society and Scholarship Committee of the International Association on Urban Climate. This afternoon, Dr. Brazell will be discussing the upcoming AMS meeting, so I'd like to turn it over to him.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm coming to you from sunny Phoenix, Arizona here. Just about 2 months from now, almost exactly, there will be a national American Meteorological Society meeting, and within that meeting is the Urban Symposium, which you'll see in the PowerPoint here is that I have here. It's mostly about that. One important thing on the first slide is my email if there's any questions about this, and the second thing on the first slide is the website of the AMS in which you'll just go crazy exploring everything you want to know about the AMS and certainly about the upcoming conference. On the second slide, it just lists typically what you find in a very large annual meeting. But I point out to you that the title of this particular meeting is Urban Weather and Climate, Now and the Future. So this particular annual meeting has the overall theme of urban weather and climate. The third slide just shows you the temperatures here in July, which is one reason we're meeting in January. But I would just point out, too, that here in Phoenix, we're working on making a pedestrian-friendly downtown and place to live even in the summer. And actually, some of the meeting is going to address papers on that issue. The next slide just says that there is a presidential forum. It's on the first major day of the conference, which is Monday. The title is The Quadruple Convergence of Urbanization, Population Growth, Climate Change, and Coastalization, A Perfect Storm. And here on the slide you can see the distinguished participants, the panel. There is also to be an electronic forum hotline. I show the site for that. That will be set up to submit questions, much like we're doing in this webcast, in advance for the panel. The next slide simply shows the fact that there is a board on the urban environment. This is a website link to the program, which will give you the details at this point of all the speakers and the abstracts and the sessions and when they are given and so forth. So that's what that particular slide is, and you can take a look at that website if you desire. The next slide is entitled 8th Symposium on the Urban Environment. There have been 7 previous symposiums in various locations. This is just a list of the program chairpersons. I was fortunate to be part of that group to put together the program. And again, if there's any questions you might have, you can go back to that first slide on the using my email address. The next slide indicates that there will be there's a series of special symposiums, but one that's particularly tugs the heart of the people in the urban community is called the T.R. Oak Symposium. I'm sure most of you have heard of Tim Oak, who is a research scientist in this area of urban climatology. There will be a symposium of that. Again, you can get on the website and see the details of who's presenting and so forth. There's a special speaker, Gerald Mills, talking about Luke Howard, one of the first people to write about heat islands way back in 1833, Tim Oak, and the study of urban climates. And Gerald Mills has created a special volume now available on the website shown in this slide on Luke Howard, The Climate of London. The next slide again just says that it's a statement about honoring Dr. Oak and his contributions to urban meteorology and climatology. The symposium is on the 12th of January, all day. Next slide shows that there are in the urban symposium itself many sessions. I've listed them all here. I won't bore you with going through each and every one. Again, you can find out who's presenting and what the papers are and who the authors are that you may want to contact or eventually learn about. And I've drawn out, just by example, three particular sessions which treat public health, biometeorology, human comfort, sustainable urban design, and mitigation studies on the urban heat island. And I've put some details in the next couple, three slides on these sessions, which I won't have time to go through it, but you can take a look at that and find it on the AMS website. Here's just a list of the next slide of the mitigation papers. And there are a couple from Phoenix, again, worrying about how hot it is around here and what to do about it. And the next slide is just a spillover from that session, two papers. And then the next couple slides indicates the other two, sustainable urban design. And we have a featured speaker, Emily Talon, here, who is a certified planner. She happens to be at our university and has much experience on reduction of urban sprawl and many, many issues that relate to urban climate. The last slide on biometeorology and public health, there's a number of distinguished people from around the world talking on various aspects of thermal comfort, mortality, and so on that relates to public health and human comfort in urban areas. There's also a series of poster sessions. Again, you can discover all these on the websites, which highlight other really good papers at the conference. So that's kind of it in a nutshell. Again, if you have any further questions, don't hesitate to email me, or certainly just discover on your own using the main AMS website all about the upcoming meeting. I hope many of you are coming and would like to come. It should be very good weather, at least in January. Thank you.